our Comporium Communications player of the game, Patrick Good, is with us. You live for those shots.
I do.
I mean.
I lose sleep over those shots.
In what way? You think about them?
Every shot I shoot in the gym by myself is a shot under pressure. Down three, down two, down one. Tie game, I have that imagination in my head, so when I'm out here, it's normal. I seen a stat where Pat Mahomes, I'm not comparing myself, obviously, but we have the same name. But it was saying where his heart rate was higher when the Bills had the ball and his heart rate was lower when they had the ball. That just shows you the confidence that he has in himself. And Like I said, I'm not comparing myself, but I feel the same way because I know my coaches and my the staff have ultimate confidence in me. And I'm going to step up and knock down shots when my name is called.
Let's talk about your shot. I mean, I'm certain that if we watch you in the gym, we watch you in games, we'll see a variety of moves. But you have a signature favorite move. How do you describe that move?
It's a get-to-your-spot move. I would say it's a 20 years of preparation type move. And just the mental reps, the mental preparation, get my feet square, get my hips, get my fingers laced on the ball. I don't even think I had the laces. But I knew I just had to get it off and give us a chance to win. I was so lucky that they didn't foul because I know in that situation some teams choose to foul and then that puts a lot of pressure on you. But if I was able to get it off, it was going in. There wasn't no choice. So I just felt like I just had to get it off best I could and just get separation in space, get to my I'm not going to tell you exactly my move. If everybody else wants to figure it out, they can watch the highlight.
Well, they can watch the video.
Yeah, I'm not giving that away because teams are going to scout that. So we'll stay away from that.
It's not just the game tire. It's the one you're down four with 15 seconds to go, yeah. And you hit the three. What happened in that play?
It was a back screen. Bugs drove it baseline. DJ back screen for me. I seen Bugs' eyes. He made a great, phenomenal pass. And then my favorite shots is from the corner, especially that corner. And I located the target on the rim and just let it go. Got my elbow in there and just let it go, and it felt good. And I knew once that was – they were going to have to make some free throws, and then all the pressure's on them because at the end of the day, they're up, they're winning, they have to hit free throws. So I just we just kept huddling the confidence. Every time throughout the second half, the huddles kept getting tighter, the confidence kept rising for us because, I mean, we were down almost double digits, if not double digits, in the second half. And when you're on the road, especially in a packed-out arena like this, you have to have that mental adversity. You have to have that mental mindset to be able to go to the next play. Obviously, defensively, I don't feel like I was the best that I could be. Obviously, I know I have to work on that. But in terms of doing my job, coach always says do your job, and my job is to knock down big shots. So I just felt like at the end of the day, as long as the job's done, as long as we win, then we can just go back to the drawing board and learn from that.
When you say you found your target, what is the target?
I'm probably not going to give that away either. But where the rim connects with the bottom, where it's kind of fat, and then the skinny part connects – it's a little target spot right there. One of the coaches from ETSU, Coach Greg Heyer, he's at Northwest Florida.
He's a good one.
Oh, he's a great one because I actually texted him almost a month and a half ago, and I said, thank you for telling me that. Just because sometimes when you shoot and you're not as good of a shooter, you can learn from great. I mean, he's been around great players at LSU and obviously ETSU.
Wichita
and now,
State.
Oh, yeah. He has that history. He has that. He's worked with some great guys. So when I was around him, there was nothing but soaking up the knowledge and just being able to add to my game.
And then the second one, how did that play out?
We called a 40-pin, and Bugs passed it to C-High. Bugs pinned down. I told C-High, I said, I want a handoff unless if I'm wide open. So as soon as I was wide open, I knew I had to bounce it out and just get my feet set and get to my spot. And as soon as I let it go, I knew it was good. So it really wasn't a surprise. I don't know if it hit rim, did it?
I didn't even look.
I didn't look.
You were expecting to get fouled.
It was a 50-50. You see both. I mean, I know in situations where you foul and then you have to hit a free throw, miss a free throw, and if you're an analytical type of person, that's probably the route you want to go because the chances of actually making the first free throw and intentionally missing and then getting that is probably lesser than me hitting a three and us going into overtime, just realistically. So it was kind of an expectation, but then again, once I seen it was kind of – they were out of that foul mode. They were kind of just ready to guard and try to get a stop, and obviously they came up short, but – we'll just get back to work and just get ready for Longwood on Saturday.
After losing to High Point, and obviously you guys hadn't been playing your A games, you were winning but not playing your A games, how important is it to have won this game?
I would say, how many turnovers do we have?
I think you had 8 or 9 in the first half and 5 the rest of the game, 14 total.
that's where it all starts. I mean, you go to a high point on the road and you have 22 turnovers, and that's 22 missed opportunities that you have that you can't get back. Tonight, I know we were on the glass. We had how many O-boards?
Yeah, 11
O-boards, and that's probably the highest that we've had all season. But it gives us an opportunity to be able to create extra kickout opportunities and get to the foul line and knock down free throws and get the ball, get an extra possession, and make them guard for a longer period of time. And, I mean, I feel like once we do that and just play hard, I mean, you take the turnovers. If we can stay under 12 or under 10, I think we averaged 17 for the season. But as long as we can get that under control, I feel like we'll be hard to handle. I mean, DJ doing what he did, just being that spark, just being our best player. I always communicate for him every time we warm up before the game. I'm like, just go be the best player that you can be, the best player on the floor, because I know what he's capable of, and I know that he's able to lead us by example. I mean, he's probably not the most vocal, and he has fun with the student section and stuff. So I have
you
to
notice
keep him
that?
Every day, literally. He'll literally talk to nobody in the Coliseum and just flex and do all his funny. But just keeping them engaged is a role of mine, and just being able to just lead and just lead and just lead, because everybody doesn't have that leader characteristic, and I feel like God has given me that. My parents have kind of instilled that. And to lead, you have to hold yourself accountable, and I feel like I do that on numerous occasions. And just being able to listen to the coaches, listen to my teammates, and just take that confidence away from both of them.
How tired are you?
Not very. I'm actually excited. I have to do a discussion of this. What time is it?
It's 8:30.
Okay, so we have time. I'm not tired. My legs are probably going to get iced after this. They didn't get iced last game because we lost. I literally told Doc, I said, you don't ice when you lose, because that's not fun. So I'm gonna ice today since we won, and just be able to, because it's the mental mind frame. I just like to train my body, just train my mind. I'm like, okay, if you lose, you didn't get the job done, but you can learn from those lessons and those mistakes, obviously get the recovery and treatment. I'm not that hard-headed because I know how my body feels, but just being mentally locked in for myself, I feel like getting that ice is a reward for coming up and getting the job done and just winning the game. And like I said, it just comes with the personality. I'm a little stubborn, but just being able to hold yourself accountable as well.
We'll see you in Farmville, Virginia on Saturday.
Let's go get it done. Yes, sir. Go Eagles.
Patrick Good on our Atrium Health post-game show as the Eagles knock off USC Upstate 95-91.